The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, welcome to a Monday. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
There Hello. You are. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, there it is.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. All right, Monday. So did anyone watch the Meghan Markle Prince Harry CBS interview last night?
No.
You didn't catch it. I gotta, if I'm honest.
Not interested.
Well, if I'm honest, I'm really not that interested in anything the royals do. It doesn't really play any sort of factor in my day-to-day, in my life. So, not that interested. However, from a, just a juicy gossip sort of standpoint, kind of interested. However, I say all that to say that I watched Raya the Last Dragon instead of the CBS interview of the royal family. Now, that all being said, we will have some highlights, some clips that I've found from the interview of some of the key moments from their little talk, their little chat, if I may be so bold, last night.
Uh-huh. Okay. This is going to be great. See, I feel like she's just making it worse. That, you know, like, she's kind of viewed already as coming in here and, like, taking Harry away from his family. And I feel like this is not going to help the situation.
Yeah, and including the fact that I saw that they could lose their entire title as royal after this.
I already
know that it was already said that they were trying to make a split from that anyway. So, anyways, like I said, didn't really impact my life on a day-to-day basis, so it wasn't like appointment watching for me last night. I instead watched the Disney Raya and the Last Dragon with my family, which was pretty good. I got to be honest, that was pretty good.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Your weekend good?
Yeah, I was in Indianapolis with a basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
My son, so I didn't really get to see or do much at all. We got back, and here we are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here we are again.
I was going to say,
friends.
All right. So, yeah, today we've got a bunch of stuff to get to, including details next hour in about 1 hour from right now on how you're going to win some cash, so that's exciting. We've got setting the bar stories. We need to help a listener ask the "What are we?" question to the guy she's seeing.
Oh,
that's always
an awkward talk.
I know.
And finding out when is the right time to have it.
I know. And then why won't the sister accept her partner at her wedding? That's another. Okay. So there's a lot to kind of weave through with that one, but we've got couple juicy tidbits for you here on the show. So,
all right, we're high on the juice factor.
Yeah, high juice factor.
Are we going to say like a 4 out of 5 on the orange scale?
Yeah,
oranges are juicy. Right?
Got a lot of pulp. We'll say
pulp too.
It's a high pulp show. High pulp show.
Nice.
That plus your.
I think we just created a new scale.
There you go. That plus your feel good stories on the way. All right, coming up next, feel good story.
There is a reason people say that they are procreating like rabbits?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay. There's a new Guinness World Record in the rabbit mating world.
All right. So that's going to be shelved as a feel good. And we've got that next for you on 99.7 DJX.
Feel boy, baby, do a leap of make it feel
good. Kelly K, what do you got?
It's kind of funny. So a North Carolina family's pet rabbit ended up giving birth to a litter of 24 baby bunnies. Oh. Unofficially tying the Guinness World Record.
It's a miracle. We have baby bunnies. And I was like, what? I called my friend that I got the male rabbit from that told me that he was fixed, you know?
We actually thought he didn't have babies.
Whoops.
And I was like, I need you to come over and help me. I don't know what to do.
I said, are you sure? And she said, yes, there's babies everywhere.
So it was like 10 and 15. And then it was like, oh my gosh, we have 24 bunnies.
24 bunnies.
OMG. So they're kind of hand feeding some of the babies to kind of ease the strain on Mama Rabbit, whose name is Vader, by the way.
Okay.
Daddy's name is Romeo.
Sure.
And they've decided that maybe Romeo should stay with a family friend for a while to prevent further surprise pregnancies.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So there you go. That's a feel good, isn't it?
Guinness World Record for rabbits born.
Yeah, largest litter of rabbits. It was set in New Zealand, the original record. They've tied it.
Well, would you look at that?
Look at that. Look at that. They're in the record books.
All right.
With many, many bunnies. Romeo was all like, how you doing? Y'all thought I couldn't do that.
Yeah, he was. Hopefully he's got a good job. Hopefully he's got a good job. 24, probably not cheap to raise.
That's a lot right there.
Yep.
We've tweeted out the story. You can see it. They're pretty adorable. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We took a break last Friday because we were doing the Norton Children's Hospital Radiothon, which, by the way, thank you to everybody again for helping us raise over $102,000 for the kids there at Norton Children's Hospital. What a magical, magical couple days it was. So
that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I emerged out of my basement from being there like 12 hours for the last 2 days, and the house was empty because my daughter was at a sleepover and my boys were in Indianapolis. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was so excited. I was like, look, guys.
And no one was there to share it with you. Yeah,
I was alone. It was a wah, wah.
Yeah, but the wah, wah wasn't definitely for the money raise. So thank you to everybody.
No, it was awesome. I was excited.
Yeah, but I was saying that we paused Fitness Friday this past Friday because of the Radiothon. But just know that this Friday, there is still that big old expensive fitness bike that rhymes with Smell-a-ton up for grabs. So from 7 to 7, be listening for your winning words to get in on that coming up here this next Friday here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, setting the bar stories. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very, very low, okay?
I love having so many of these because there's all little life lessons nestled in the middle of them.
Yeah, sure. And we're going to go to the great state of Florida for this next one. All right.
Sweet.
Yeah, how not to handle your roommate. We'll just say that. Throw that out there.
Okay.
All right. All right. So Florida we go for this next Setting the Bar. On the way next on 99.7 DJX. All right, Setting the Bar. These are small examples of what not to do when we go through life, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, to Florida we go for this one. If you manage to make it through the day without attacking your roommate with your cat, you're doing okay.
Why are we attacking our roommate with our cat?
Yeah, well, this is where an ex-con...
All right.
An ex-con named Wendy. She and her roommate got into a bit of a verbal argument, we'll say. When the dispute turned violent, cops say Wendy took their cat and threw it on the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch the victim's face.
Okay, the cat is all like, listen, I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah, like the cat's like, I barely even want to be here.
don't throw cats.
Right, no, please. The cat has nothing to do with your deal. It's like, yo, leave me out of this. You two weirdos need to settle your thing in an adult manner. Don't.
Did somebody like leave dirty dishes in the sink or eat someone else's like chocolate cake? What happened?
Are you saying those are justifiable causes to use a cat to throw? Okay.
I'm just trying to get to the root of the argument.
Yeah, we don't know.
The cat throwing, we agree, never going to be valid in any situation or argument.
Right. Spoiler alert, an arrest affidavit doesn't reveal the cat's age or weight.
Oh.
And the victim suffered minor injuries during the incident, for which, you know, Wendy, ex-con, arrested.
Okay, then. So the cat probably landed on its feet, though, right?
We're assuming.
Okay. All right.
So
really, the person I am most concerned with in this story is the cat.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Honestly, Wendy can go to jail. Sure, that's fine.
Can we find the cat another home? I don't feel like the cat is going to feel safe in this living arrangement from this day forward.
Yeah, you're right. What is going on with the cat? Can we get a follow-up on what the cat's up to?
I do need a wellness check on the cat. Yeah. I need to know what the living arrangements are because I don't want that cat living with those people anymore.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without using your cat as your weapon, you're doing okay.
Not good.
Nope.
Solid life lessons, though.
Yep.
As we always say, nestled in the story.
Yep, that's setting the bar. So last night, it was a big old interview with the royals. The Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Oprah interview. I mean, if there is one thing that I haven't seen the Nielsen report yet, but I would imagine some people tuned into that. Now, Kelly and I did not. We were both preoccupied with other things. And also for lack of interest. However, okay. So we did learn that they are expecting their second child, a girl. Okay.
Okay.
They announced their decision to step back from their roles as senior members of the royal family, relocate to California, to live with Archie, who's 22 months. Now, what's some of the interesting things, and I think all of us as kind of flies on the wall of this whole, like, saga, and Meghan kind of being an outsider, you know? She was always an outsider, not necessarily from royal lineage herself. What's it like meeting the queen, you know? The matriarch of the entire royal family.
Harry and I are in the car, and he says, okay, well, my grandmother's there, so you're going to meet her. I go, great. I loved my grandmother. I used to take care of my grandma. This is great. He goes, right, do you know how to curtsy? What? Mm-hmm. Now, I thought genuinely that that was what happens outside. I thought that was part of the fanfare. I didn't think that's what happens inside. And yeah. I said, but it's your grandmother. He goes, it's the queen. And that was really the first moment that the penny dropped.
Yeah, when it's like, instead of him referring to, you know, the queen as grandma, he's like, no, she's the queen.
No, she's the queen. She's not just Meemaw.
She's not Meemaw. That's not Meemaw who's cooking homemade noodles and asking if you've had enough to eat. No, she's that's the queen.
I'm surprised that was surprising to her. Like, was she unaware?
I know.
1,000% of who his Meemaw was?
Yeah, so Oprah asked, hey, so why are you leaving the royal family?
So when I asked the question, why did you leave, the simplest answer is...
All right, what's the simplest answer in as little time as possible, please?
Lack of support and lack of understanding.
So I want clarity. Was the move about getting away from the UK press, because the press is, you know, is everywhere, or was the move because you weren't getting enough support from the firm?
The firm?
It was both.
Both.
Yeah.
Did you blindside the Queen?
No.
Oh, wow. What, did you just turn into a Frenchman there? I don't understand.
I did. I will say, one of my favorite tweets from the entire experience, the entire Prince Harry, Meghan Markle interview, was from Gabrielle. She writes in all caps, once again, America will defeat the British monarchy by spilling tea.
Oh, wow.
Man. There was one other soundbite I wanted to play, and that was when, like, she asked, hey, what would your mom... Now, remember, Harry's mom is Princess Diana.
Princess Diana.
Yeah. Who passed away tragically, gosh, what would have, 25 years ago at this point?
Long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. What would she think about this?
How would she feel about this moment?
I think she would feel very angry with how this has panned out and very sad. But ultimately, all she'd ever want is for us to be happy.
I mean, I think that's probably right.
Probably accurate. She was one that was bucking the system way back in the day. I mean, she was redefining what it meant to be a royal because of how open she was with the public. And, you know, she was beloved because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. So there you go. Regardless of whether or not Kelly and I watched it, because, you know, whatever. I mean, the
The because we had anything else to do.
Right. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that was definitely all that you saw on your timeline, your feed, last night, if you were flipping through Twitter or Facebook or whatever. So there you go.
I mean, they definitely have problems on a different level from the rest of us.
They do.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Pip, pip, cheerio. That's your Prince Harry, Meghan Markle.
You know what? You probably should have been delivering this news in a British accent.
I mean, that's not me on the show, Kelly. Everybody who
You're
knows,
right.
anybody who does anything British, that's you.
That is my department because I really, really wish that I was British.
All right, coming up next.
Just so I could talk great.
Details on how you're going to win money. Money, 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 money. Details on that on the way.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, gotta be honest. This is a little bit awkward here. I'm supposed to have information for you right now on how to win money.
And you don't have it? I mean, I'm never on those emails.
No.
Like, they don't tell me anything.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm a little offended about, to be honest.
So I log into like our portal where we're supposed to, you know, like have all the information on how we're going to give away money and all that. And, it just is a evil laugh emoji type of thing.
An evil laugh emoji from corporate? Really?
But that's what, like, there is a you've been hacked under it. So I don't know.
That doesn't sound good. Because that doesn't sound like it's coming from Phil at corporate.
That's
not his style. He doesn't typically use emojis.
It doesn't look like. Why? Okay. Well, again.
Well, this is really awkward timing because we've literally been promoting to listen. And we're going to tell you
at this time,
all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
And now. That's not good. Do we have a plan B?
I mean,
you're the boss.
You're
supposed to be like making these big decisions in these moments.
Kelly, I wasn't prepared for this sort of information. Like, I wasn't prepared to see a you've been hacked with an evil laugh emoji on the portal page where we're supposed to have all this information. So I don't know if
you know what I'm feeling like.
I don't know if someone's playing a joke on us, but.
You know what I smell?
What?
You remember, how many years ago was it? Many, many moons ago. There was a person, we called him the fugitive, and he stole a large amount of money, sent our people on a bit of a scavenger hunt, if you will.
Yeah, played his own game. Yeah.
This feels like I don't want to jump to conclusions.
Listen,
I don't want to automatically have a doomsday kind of an attitude towards what's happening right now.
Well, I'm just hoping our money's not gone and we can still offer it as, you know, a promotion. That's my big thing. So
was there insurance on that?
Well, no, Kelly, I don't know. I don't know. But we literally have our promo set to air here in like 2 minutes about a contest that we don't even have at this point.
I don't think you play that because I don't think you play that.
Okay. Anyways, all right. Let's regroup. You have a feel good, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. We'll need
it's
that.
It's going to take the place of this because this is a feel bad right now.
Thank
you. This is going to be a feel good.
All right.
And this has turned into a feel bad.
All right. So we'll do a feel good coming up after Billie Eilish.
Wake him up.
Yeah, maybe.
He's 3 hours behind us, but wake him up.
Yeah, maybe we'll figure. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just all an error, and maybe I've been refreshing this entire time, and it says the same thing. So
should you reboot?
I'll try rebooting. Okay, all right, reboot. I'll try rebooting. Feel good after Billie Eilish. I rebooted, and it still says the same thing.
Oh my gosh!
It's 99.7 DJX. Yeah, sorry. We were supposed to have information for you just a little bit ago on how we're going to give you money and. All there is when I logged into the back end on our little portal is an evil laugh emoji and a you've been hacked. So I don't know what that means.
Wait a second. What was the password on that thing? Was it a really super easy to guess password? Have you changed it?
No, I mean, I'm just saying there are multiple users that have access to this. So it's like there are multiple user passwords. So we have it. I've already submitted a ticket to IT to see if they can identify like where the breach came. But anyways. Yeah. All right. So moving forward. Like I said, I have a promo that's set in our schedule ready to air here in a second about a promotion that I don't think we can even do because we don't have any sort of anything. So,
well, here's a thought. Do you think maybe somebody like changed the promo and told all the stuff and maybe this was just a fun surprise for you?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, Kelly.
Maybe it was a fun surprise. Like, yeah. You know what?
I love your
Ben
optimism.
Was working really hard last week and like this would be really funny if we just tell them that.
Sure.
You know, he doesn't have details, but then it's just in the promo.
Then, ta-da! Yay! All right. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure that's what it takes.
Well, it might be it. You should just hit the button in a second.
Well, let's get to the feel good here. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This was really cool. So we go to Scotland.
Great Scotland! Where,
thank you. Mm-hmm. You're the resident Scottish voice on the show. A contractor named Craig Harrigan and a colleague, they were working on a kitchen of an Edinburgh home. When they pulled up the floor, found a message written on the tiles beneath.
Now, I need to stop you real quick because you're pronouncing it like you're in Indiana. It's Edinburgh.
I'm sorry. I'll let you say the name of it.
Edinburgh. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Okay, Edinburgh.
Yeah,
Edinburgh. And they found a message that said, Jack and May lived here. 3 kids and a dog. Kitchen done up during April and May of 2001. All the best. Have a drink on us. And then they found a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, okay.
How great was that? So Craig called in the customer, showed her, and she said that was her mom and dad's old home.
Oh,
that she recently bought. The note was written by her dad. She was one of the 3 kids.
Yeah.
So they cut the section out of the floor, gave it to her, along with the bottle to keep. He said, you know, that's cool. One of the more unusual things he's found at work. And it's really cool. So what a fun little, you know, thing from her family. A little message from her family.
That is fun.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
I feel like I need a drink at this point.
Maybe. Are you going to hit the button?
Well, here. Hang on first.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We still have a show to do. We cannot be completely derailed by this information that our cash contest that we were supposed to launch today just showed up in our portal as a evil laugh emoji and a you've been hacked. We got a text from a listener.
We're hitting the pause button.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hit the pause button on this real quick while we figure it out, but the show must go on, right, Kelly?
Yes, we're professionals.
Okay, so on
when things go wrong, it's live. We gotta go. We're live.
Listen, the root of this is okay. Let me just play for you a real a quick clip of what we're going to get into here coming up.
I've been in a stable relationship with a married co-worker for 2 years. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and that isn't even the beginning. That isn't even the beginning. All right.
Wait. I am trying not to judge immediately.
I'm really trying not to judge immediately. I know.
You're trying.
Bite your lip when we do this. Coming up in about 10 minutes. I'm hitting the button, Kelly.
Okay,
DJX.
Let's do it.
99.7 DJX is ready to give you cash.
Evil laugh. Hello, 99.7 DJX. I'm in charge now. I hacked into your radio station and have taken control. Let's just say I'm sick of the little guy always getting the shaft. It's time for me to play a new game. Remember, 99.7 DJX, I'm in control now and I call the shots. So listen next Monday at 7:20 for more information.
It's just that easy. Brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment and 99.7 DJX.
What just happened?
Wait a second.
What just happened there? What just happened there?
Wait a second.
Are we being overtaken by Dr. Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb? The hell? I am not going to go down
No. Oh, God. That had elements of Saw,
He is not going to take us down. All right. So what did he say next Monday?
We told everybody to tune in for details, and then he told us to tune in for details in a week.
Oh, God. What is happening? All right.
We really need to change our passwords.
Yeah. We need to stop letting you come up with our passwords. That's what we need to do.
I didn't come up with the passwords. This is not my fault.
All right, so I guess...
Oh, this is going to be fun.
All right, next Monday. You know, if you ever have any sort of issue with your life and you just want a separate opinion, someone who's not emotionally invested in your situation to weigh in on it, come to us. Send us a message. We'll toss it out to the group.
We won't even charge you money.
Won't even. Nope. And see if we can steer you in the right direction. We're going to leave you anonymous for obvious reasons. But first off, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so thank you for allowing us to contact you. Will you walk us through what you wrote us?
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much I've been in a stable relationship with a married coworker for 2 years.
Okay.
I get some flack for it because he still lives with his wife and their 10-year-old twins.
Oh.
But the wife is aware he is seeing another woman.
Uh-huh.
And she hasn't had intimate relations with him for the last 5 years.
Okay, so she's aware that you're in the picture. So he's not like stepping out on her without her knowing.
You got it.
And
he's clear on that.
Mm-hmm. And you're obviously fine with this. Has he talked to you about there ever being a future between you guys?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, he's actually talked about us living together, you know, in the future here. So when we're considering it, you know, he's also talked about, you know, us being together when his children are actually grown. So, yeah. You know, understandable. And we both consider doing this in a committed relationship. So, like, we do not see any other people. And like I said, he's not intimate with his wife at all for the last 5 years.
So, all right, so tell us what the issue is here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the issue is, among others, that my sister is now getting married for the third time. And I was invited to the wedding, but my partner was specifically excluded, okay?
Okay.
So, and when I asked her why, she said it was because, she said it was because, when I asked her why, she said it was because our relationship made a mockery of the sanctity of marriage, you know, of the wedding vows.
Okay.
So I find this pretty hilarious coming from, you know, a twice divorced woman, not throwing anything at her, but, you know, she's twice divorced.
Yeah.
And she's marrying a divorced man at that, so.
Right.
Her fiance, he's lovely now. He's a lovely man. Don't get me wrong. He's quite nice, and he's fine with my partner coming. You know, he doesn't have any kind of trouble with it.
Okay.
But it seems like she does. And so my sister met him a few times, you know. She met him many times, as a matter of fact. And she's always been gracious about it when she meet him. You know, when she's around him and everything. She's always gracious. It seems like she gets along with him. So I don't know. Should I simply attend without my partner? It's my sister's wedding. Or what would you do?
Okay, so to recap real quick, because there's a lot of detail here. You are in a relationship with a married guy who's also your coworker. You have been for the past couple years. His wife is aware of it. Now, your sister wants to get married for a third time, I think you said, and she's like, no, I can't accept you bringing your married partner to my wedding when he's married to someone else. Did I get that?
That's about the size of it. You know, she invited me, but I was totally surprised when she excluded him, like he's not it, can't come.
Yeah.
But she knows that, you know, we're in a committed relationship, nevertheless.
Okay. If you're prepared for what the people are about to say, sit back and hang out, because we've got a lot of people who have some stuff to say. So, but we'll try to at least steer you in the right direction with what to do, okay?
That'll be wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate you doing that, and I'll brace myself here.
Okay. I appreciate it. Okay, Kelly, you've
I did a good job. I stayed quiet. I did a really good job.
Listen, you can always tell when Kelly is like mad. She's just
I'm, you know what? I was just gathering my thoughts.
Okay, all right.
That's what I was doing.
can we forget the fact that she is involved herself for 2 years with a guy who is married with 10-year-old twins?
I mean, I was thinking the same thing as Morgan. Morgan was like, why are they still married?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, many people successfully co-parent as, you know, divorced people. I don't understand the living arrangement. Like, why are you staying? And maybe they're trying to make a really valiant effort to keep the family intact for the sake of their kids. I feel like this is really weird.
Yeah. I feel like we need to talk to her partner, get a little bit more information there. So anyways, the question though is, how does she approach her sister, who's all like, yo, you can't bring your married partner to my wedding?
I get the sister's hesitation.
All right.
I do.
All right. 502-571-9970. Got an interesting one here. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. I mean, the issue at play really shouldn't be the fact that our listener is wanting to bring her partner, who happens to be married to another woman, and they have their own life with their own 10-year-old twins, to her twice-divorced sister's wedding. The issue is the sister isn't allowing the partner to come. That's where we are.
Yeah, it's really tough because, I mean, I get the sister's, like, feeling about it, but to be honest, like, how many people that are going to be at the wedding are going to be like fully aware, oh, that's the sister and her boyfriend's married to somebody else?
There could be
some people that are aware of that, but it doesn't sound like it's a huge, widespread, widely known fun fact.
Yeah, Kim says, so many issues, but to answer the question, just don't go. Say, if he's not welcome, then I'm not either. But if she can't handle missing her sister's third wedding, then go without him. I feel like this is a decision she could have made on her own. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, but I'm glad that she came to us. She did come to us, though, and because she wants this unbiased opinion that isn't so emotionally invested in her situation.
But not exactly.
But now I feel like we're emotionally invested in her situation.
A little bit. Now, Sarah comes in with some real advice. She says, real quick, you're worried about the disrespect from your sister. What about the disrespect for yourself? First, you need to address your view of your self-worth. Then it's wrong for you to throw shade at your sister because she's divorced. She at least had enough respect for herself to leave the not ideal situation.
Okay.
And as far as her thinking, you bringing your married, quote, cheating man as being a mock of marriage, she's not wrong. I would be really mad because you can disrespect yourself all you want, but there's no need to disrespect your sister, her relationship, and her day. It sounds like you're upset because that's never going to be you. Ooh,
okay.
That's really harsh there at the end. But yeah, I mean, she's not wrong.
Sally, thanks for hanging on.
So whether this is or is not the sister's first time confronting her issue with her sister being in a relationship with a married man, she has to respect her sister's opinion. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, she's dating a married man, and her sister is getting married, so she doesn't agree with that. She has to accept it.
Gotcha. Very simple. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks.
Hey, Danielle, what are you thinking?
Her sister's totally right. I mean, she's trying to bring a married man as her guest. That's so inappropriate. I just don't understand why she's still with him if he's still married.
Yeah, those are questions we don't have answers to, obviously.
I'm bum-puzzled.
Okay, so you're siding with the sister, definitely. She's just got to respect the sister's wishes. Okay, cool. Danielle, appreciate you calling.
All right, thanks.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
And I'm going to add bum-fuzzled to my my list of
That's a fun new word.
Yeah, so.
And by the way, Kate's rolling in. She goes, I mean, let's be honest, it's 10 kinds of jacked up. The sister's just looking out for you.
Yeah, you know.
She just lays it out.
I think if we take the baggage of this situation away. You know, what if she's just a sister who has a boyfriend who's not, like, who the sister doesn't like or whatever, you know, and it's like, hey, you're invited, but he's not. Then I think everyone is kind of saying it's your sister's wedding, regardless of whether or not it's her third wedding. It's her wedding to decide who comes and who doesn't. So,
yeah, I just feel like you support your sister by yourself, respect her wishes, and don't make it a thing.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to comment, it's up on Facebook, so you can see it there, and you can read all the comments, and you can comment yourself, at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, there's a trend on TikTok right now that's just kind of LOL, and it's, tell me your kid is pooping without telling me.
What?
Yeah. We've all, like, anyone within the sound of my voice who's had a kid knows that your kid makes a face or a sound or something, and especially when they can't talk and they're in diapers.
Oh, wow.
You know when you see the face what's happening downstairs, right? You know.
My kids used to do, they had a place to go to. Like, they would crawl under the table.
Sure.
And
a little privacy.
That's where they'd work it out.
Right.
And then you'd smell it.
Right.
And then you'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the bedroom and do some changing.
Yeah. So this TikToker, Hannah, this may be, I'm going to play you some of the audio because you can hear.
No.
You can hear her kid. No. All right. Listen.
Tell me your child is pooping without telling me your child is pooping. I'll go first.
I mean, my God.
Wow. That sounds like a DEFCON 5 situation right there.
I'm telling you.
That's a blowout.
Listen, we've all been there, you know, regardless of how old we are.
Oh,
and the face is getting all red. I mean, you get it. You get it, buddy.
That sounds like it's going up the back.
Oh,
like, you've been in that situation before, too, right? Anyone who's ever had a baby that's worn diapers for a significant amount of time, that's happened.
Yeah, you can see that. We've tweeted it out. It's pretty funny. At Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, the whole, tell me your child is pooping without telling me.
It's just the face. The face tells you.
And then it just turns.
What?
Just kills me. Kills me. At Ben and Kelly Show. The Grammy performers for the 2021 Grammys have been announced. Taylor Swift, Megan Thee Stallion, Harry Styles, Cardi B. I will say, if you've noticed that hashtag Let Silk Sonic Thrive trend, it may be because Bruno Mars made a pitch to the Recording Academy to allow him and his band Silk Sonic perform as well. So they released a song on Friday. I mean, it drips in Bruno Mars sensuality.
It does make you feel some sort of way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those Bruno Mars songs. Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic. Anyways, so he appealed to the Recording Academy in a Twitter post saying, if you can see it in your hearts to allow two out-of-work musicians to perform at your show, we would really appreciate it. We just released a song that could really use the promotion right now. We have a lot riding on this record. We haven't been able to perform it for a while, and we just want to sing. We'll send in an audition tape and take as many COVID tests as we need to. I promise, we won't be extra. We just really want to gig again. I hope you'll consider this request and give us the opportunity to shine. Love Silk Sonic.
Oh, let him in the door.
Let
him in the door.
And so that's why Let Silk Sonic Thrive was trending, because everybody was like, oh my gosh, let him do it, let him do it. So far, the Recording Academy has not responded. So,
but it's Bruno Mars.
I know.
I mean, who doesn't return Bruno Mars's tweets?
I guess the Recording Academy doesn't. So,
savage.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, if you want to see the video, it's up at WDJX.com. All right. Coming up next, feel good.
We got a message last week during Radiothon, and we couldn't really, you know, switch gears to share it with you. So, I want to share it with you now. That's coming up.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Couple nice days on tap, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. 68 today, 70 tomorrow, 73 on Wednesday. I don't know if the public is ready for these porcelain-like arms and legs to come out to play, but man, it's...
You better get your SPF 1000 ready.
I know, I don't know if my porcelain-like skin is ready for the sun yet. Kind of...
Oh, let it breathe.
Kinda,
walk out, let it breathe.
Oh, I know, Kelly, it's...
Yes!
I know, all right. 821, let's get to your feel-good. Every hour we give you feel-good stories throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So last week we got this great message. Marcy Rogers posted this on Facebook, wanted to share it. She said, an Amazon angel is what I'll call her. Miss K is how she introduced herself to us. My kiddo was crying outside today. A neighborhood kid had made fun of him, calling him dumb and other bad words, as he put it. Miss K didn't know what happened or why he was upset, but she stopped what she was doing to make his day better. There are amazing humans in the world, and Miss K reminded me of that. She asked Gabe about himself, showed him her truck, and took his mind off of what had happened. She also had a treat in her pocket for our pup. Miss K, I don't know you, but I know that you didn't have to show us kindness today, but you did. Thank you for being kind today. You brought this mama to tears. Hashtag kindness matters. Hashtag Amazon angels. Hashtag Louisville, Kentucky. And so, yeah, we'll share that post so that we can keep that little kindness chain going and give Miss K the props that she deserves.
That's awesome.
That's great. It's just noticing little things like that. Like something very, what could be very small ends up being very big in someone's life.
Good stuff. All right. Feel good. Do those every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We have to help a listener who's reaching out and asking, how do I approach the what are we conversation?
That's always awkward. Like, when do you do that?
I know. And I know a lot of y'all have been in this situation. Just, you know, casually dating. Then you're like, or are we? I don't know. Anyways, that coming up in just a few. Sometimes you just want a second or third opinion. Sometimes you just want some confirmation that what you're feeling is right. Maybe you don't have anyone really that you trust to ask. So you just come to us. You send us a message and we'll shoot it out to the group. See if we can help you out.
I'm not sure what kind of really solid advice I can give on this one, but here we go.
Okay.
I'm very torn in making a decision. I've been seeing my significant other for 10 months now. We've never had that what are we conversation. So this is my first real world relationship outside of high school, and I'm terrified of coming off too strong or demanding. In my head, I would consider us dating, but we've never actually talked about it. We are exclusive. We've done everything that you normally would do in a relationship. Go on dates, done the things, spend lots of time together.
Sure.
At one point, I basically lived with him for about 2 months.
All right.
I haven't brought up the topic of what are we because I'm scared of the answer, honestly. If we aren't on the same page about things, I'd rather be where I am at right now without knowing. Nothing seems to be broken. I think we're comfortable, so why fix it?
Right.
I have this fear that maybe he doesn't see things as serious as I see them, but there is that curious voice in the back of my head wondering how he sees things.
Okay.
We work together, and he is a higher level than me, so dating is looked down upon.
Gotcha.
At work, we're mature about everything and basically act like we don't know each other, maybe an occasional wave. I don't think that he would be comfortable disclosing with the company that we're seeing each other, which I can respect. Almost all of my friends are my coworkers. I've told a few close friends that we're seeing each other, and he's told a few people that we're talking, but it's been 10 months. Am I crazy for wanting to ask what we are?
First of all, I don't think you're crazy for wanting to know that, because that's a tough conversation. And I'll say that when my wife and I first started seeing each other, there was a bit of a gray area of like a gray area of overlap, you know, we'll say, where I remember it's like we had been seeing each other and then I saw her with another guy. And I was, but not like in a romantic way.
We hadn't talked about it.
Not in a romantic way, but just like driving with him. And and I was like, huh. And I was just on a jog and I saw them drive by. So it was just happenstance, you know? And so I remember at that point, I was like, well, maybe we're not what I thought we were. So.
Or we, maybe I got to lock it down. Yeah, I got to lock it down.
Yeah. So. So I then had to have that talk a little. Like without me really preparing to have that talk of a, hey,
So you want to be my girlfriend?
Where are we with this? Yeah, like, hey, where are we with this type of thing? And then, so, you know, long story short, obviously things worked out and we're married. We have been for a long time. So having that conversation can be daunting.
Well, yes. And I also think that a lot of times women are really hesitant to be the one to bring it up because they think it's going to drive the guy away if they're coming on too strong. Like she says, I mean, this is her fear.
Yeah.
But 10 months in is a valid time frame, I think, to have this conversation. If this was like 3 weeks in, probably a little early.
Yeah.
10 months, though, and basically they have been conducting themselves like they're in an exclusive relationship. I think it's a completely valid question to ask.
Yeah, and I could see him, and I want to toss out 502-571-9970, the number real quick, if you want to chime in, or at Ben and Kelly Show. I want to toss out the fact that his word talking when she's saying, you know, seeing each other.
Yeah,
could,
I feel like that's different.
It is different. It could be a reflection on their job, though. So anyways, would love to hear your take on it. 502-571-9970.
Yeah, I feel like the work thing does add another layer, another dynamic. But I still think it doesn't negate the fact that at 10 months in, you should be having this conversation.
Okay, group therapy. So group therapy, they haven't had the what are we talk yet. They've been seeing each other about 10 months. She's scared too because, you know, he describes the relationship as, you know, they're talking. And she describes it as they're seeing each other. So how's she approaching
this? They've done all the things. They've acted like they've been in a relationship for the past 10 months. But the problem is they work together.
Yeah.
And most of her friends are their coworkers.
Right.
And just kind of wondering if, you know, maybe that's the reason he seems to be downplaying their label.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. And maybe, and you know what? Here's the honest truth. Maybe he is questioning the same thing. Like, he's worried to bring it up. And so he's downplaying it to protect himself. To protect his emotions, because I could totally see, I could totally see him kind of putting up a wall so he doesn't get hurt emotionally. Because maybe, and I'm reading a lot into this.
You are making him a very sensitive man in this story.
I'm just saying, from a guy's perspective, I know that I was very guarded with my feelings so as not to hurt myself. You know, later, if the relationship wasn't real, you know.
From the way she wrote it, though, I feel like she's given him enough cues to let him feel safe and to,
I mean, yeah,
you know, feel like that. Yeah, I mean, she's his girl.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking, have they said the L word yet? The I love
you.
I'm
guessing no, because if you're dropping L bombs, then that's a relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You guys are in a relationship. Yeah. If you're at the point where you're saying, I love you, you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I think that's the talk,
right? That's the talk.
That's the talk, man, right there.
And that is a whole nother can of worms. Dropping that the first time.
Woo! Oh, yes. That is a separate conversation. That, like, there is, like, boyfriend-girlfriend status, and then there's love.
And then there's the love, yes. Anthony writes in and says, yeah, Kelly's right. She needs to have the conversation. Just make sure that they are on the same page. If you don't ask, you'll never know. I would rather know than keep second guessing. Mm, yeah. I mean, you got it.
Yeah, you know what?
You got to know.
At this point, yes. I think really the time period here is the biggest factor. And it's been enough time.
Yeah, and Fisher says, you know, there's nothing inherently embarrassing about wanting to be on the same page about a relationship. But women frequently are afraid of seeming pushy just for wanting to have healthy communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, basically it's like, and he goes on and says, if that scares him off after 10 months, find someone who knows how to use his words.
That is very true. Mm. That's a very good statement.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I think we're all kind of on the same page of, hey, you know, maybe you just need to just ask. Like, hey, can I want to call you. I mean, because I know that there's a work thing there that you did mention.
Yes.
That work kind of frowns upon the mingling.
Workers dating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, co-workers dating sort of thing.
So how does she open the conversation? Do we just say, hey, maybe it's, I love you.
Oh my gosh, what are you saying? No.
We don't do that. That's not what we do.
No, let's not.
We just say, hey, I was just kind of wondering. Like, what are we doing right here? Are we like boyfriend, girlfriend, or?
You know, I think, yeah, I think
I'm
that
bad at this.
Kelly, I think you almost embody this listener. And
I was her,
and it's like you,
I just never had the conversation.
You kind of go into it with a, hey, so can we define this now? Can we say, because I'm gonna go back to what I said like a little bit ago. Maybe he's thinking the same thing, and he's just like put a wall up, saying no, we're just talking, because he doesn't want to get hurt himself.
My inkling, and this is my gut feeling, just from what she wrote, mm-hmm. I am a little afraid that he's not on the same page. I'm a little afraid of that.
Let's just stay friends. I like what we have.
Yeah, it's just no strings attached kind of an arrangement.
Yeah, and honestly, if he says that, if like is like, I just like what we have, you know. That's like, you know,
that's your answer.
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free type of thing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have to decide, are you fine with that, right, or do you want more?
Right. I get that you probably weren't in a spot maybe that you could call at the time, but if you want to go back and see at 9970JX, you can write up your little thought on that.
I feel like we do need someone to go ahead and write up what she says for us, because that's like, we agree, have the conversation. What we are not sure of is how you start that conversation. Like, I'm not great at that, so if anyone's got some brilliant ideas, write a little script for her, that would be great.
I mean, over food always helps.
Oh, yes.
Food is...
Yes. Favorite food.
Food is always a good thing. All right. Group therapy there on 99.7 DJX. Text or even call the request line, 502-571-9970. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Is this the portal hotline to call in for court?
The what hotline?
Is this the jail?
The jail hotline. No, it's not the jail hotline, but we could probably see if we could get your message to a jail.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Ben. What message would you like to give to someone in jail?
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure out the number that I was supposed to call today to report. They gave me a number that I was supposed to report, and I don't have that number on me because I finally got my phone.
Oh. So you are trying to report to the jail. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay, so I was released from jail on February the 9th.
Okay, congratulations.
Okay, and they gave me a number to report every fifth of the month.
Oh,
until my court date.
Yeah, this is 99.7 DJX, so...
Oh, okay. Sorry, I apologize.
No problem.
Oh, gosh, I hope he really finds the number. That sounds like a very important call he's supposed to make on a regular basis.
You know what? And if the first number that comes to his head is our request line, I feel honored. I feel honored.
Look at that. Mass appeal, popularity.
That's right. You know? He's like, man, what is that number? Why am I remembering 571-9970? It's got to be it. It's got to be it. Well, hopefully you're right. Hopefully he's able to get the right number.
Oh, man. You know, it's shocking that he didn't, like, go ahead and request a song while he had you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, DJX, hey, can I hear that new Tate McRae song? And we'd be like, we got you, fam!
I hope he finds that number.
It's 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, group therapy. We had a couple great listeners who reached out to us. The one that a lot of people are hung up on is this listener who called us earlier in the show.
I've been in a stable relationship with a married coworker for 2 years.
And we're trying to get past that part of it, because her sister is saying, no, you can't bring this married guy who you've been seeing for 2 years to my wedding. And
a lot of people brought up, though, a pretty valid point in the fact that her boyfriend's wife knows about it and is fine with it.
Yeah, and so really,
who are we to have any problem with it?
Yes, exactly. And so we almost need to look at that as just a, all right, it's just another guy. Like take the whole fact that he's married out of it, because that is apparently okay with her, the wife. And so, so we just need to look at what the issue is, and the issue is the sister who's getting married, who's like, no, you can't bring him to my wedding because it's a mockery of what I'm doing here. And so,
yeah. And you know what? And I get that point of view too. So it's almost like, well, at this point, is it worth it to continue to make it a thing and fight about it? Or do you just respect your sister's wishes because it's her day and just go and support her by yourself?
Yeah. And you bring up a great point. And it's like, hey, it's her day. It's the bride's day. It's the groom's day. It's for them. And so you can leave the drama at home. You know,
exactly. Respect that. Yeah. Show up and have the day be all about her.
Yeah. So if you want to read back at some of the comments that we got, you can at Ben and Kelly Show up there on Facebook. Also at 9970JX, some group therapy as well. And yeah, it's always interesting kind of seeing, you know, the opinions of those who have no emotional connection to whatever you might be going through. So if you've ever wanted to toss something out at us, because you're like, you know, I just don't know how to approach this myself. And anybody I ask are too close to the situation to trust. So you come to us.
You know what I feel like? I feel like we've done this enough now that maybe we should think about getting an actual licensed, like, therapist on board to just chime in just to make sure we're dishing out decent advice.
Well,
being the fact that we don't have any credentials to do so other than big microphones.
I mean, every now and then we get a phone call from a listener who has dubbed himself
the Love Doctor.
Love Doctor, yeah, yeah, the Love Doctor.
And we trust him.
So we
he's kind of a resident expert.
Yeah, we assume that he has some sort of credential. So,
okay,
yeah, you're right.
All right, that's great.
If you missed anything, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.